The news was delivered by South Korea's National Security Advisor, Chung Ai-ong, outside the White House in Washington, following his recent trip to North Korea. He came bearing a message from his country's isolated neighbour, with whom his own country is still technically at war.
I told President Trump that in our meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is committed to denuclearization. Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests. He understands that the routine joint military exercises between the Republic of Korea and the United States must continue.
That was momentous enough in itself, but Mr. Chung's announcement soon became breathtaking.
He expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
Mr. Trump has responded to the announcement on Twitter. He says great progress is being made, but sanctions will remain until an agreement is reached. Whenever the proposed meeting between Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim is held, it will come freighted with the baggage, threats and insults of the past between them. At the United Nations last year, Mr. Trump derisively referred to Mr. Kim as Rocket Man, saying Mr. Kim was a madman on a suicide mission. For his part, Mr. Kim beamed as his military regularly conducted missile tests, proving its ability to hit a target anywhere in the continental United States. He's also referred to Mr. Trump in the past as a dotard and a lunatic. Another of North Korea's major possible targets has been Japan, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is due to visit the United States for talks with Mr. Trump next month. Mr. Abe has cautiously welcomed the latest developments, saying they are a result of the policies of Japan and its allies. But he also says now is no time to become complacent.
I approve North Korea's change. This is a result of Japan and the US cooperating together, plus our cooperation with South Korea and the international community in continuously applying strong pressure on North Korea. But until North Korea takes steps toward denuclearization that is completely verifiable and irreversible, we will continue to apply maximum pressure. This US-Japan stance is solid and unwavering.
Counselling caution in much stronger terms is Australian defence analyst Malcolm Davis. He says it is likely North Korea will not give the United States and its allies what they really want.
We shouldn't get too carried away with this, because the North Koreans will want an awful lot for not giving away much. If Trump goes to Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea, the optics of that will be Trump coming to North Korea to Kim Jong-un to basically ask for a deal, for a peaceful solution. And, Kim Jong-un is not going to denuclearize. We're going to give away an awful lot, and at the end of the day, what we will have is an uncertain situation unless the North Koreans are prepared to accept intrusive and ongoing verification and monitoring processes. In other words, inspectors going around North Korea, going around to facilities to inspect their sites. And I don't think the North Koreans are going to accept that.
The Australian government agrees pressure must remain on North Korea, but government frontbencher Christopher Pyne says the more talking leaders do with each other, the better. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.